for us, like fitness is our job, and to be able to go out and do work and work long hours and, you know, go from, doing, you know, hard and fast and heavy type of work to, you know, longer endurance type of stuff. We're already working out anyway. And so then you add CrossFit and kind of the, like, you know, the competitive flavor that, just kind of like rises the tide of everyone within the crew. That's something that, you know, we got behind early on, and it's something that I think just has a, it's just a natural fit, similar with, I would, you know, with the military and police communities as well.
Welcome to the Bar Bend Podcast, where we talk to the smartest athletes, coaches, and minds from around the world of strength. I'm your host, David Thomas Tao, and this podcast is presented by barbend.com. Today, I'm talking to CrossFit athlete and coach Adam Neifer. Adam has been in the competitive CrossFit space since well before it exploded in popularity. And with a competition history dating all the way back to 2009, he is one of the most experienced team athletes in the sport's history. More recently, Adam was a visible figure at the 2020 CrossFit Games Finals, where he served as coach to Rookie of the Year, Justin Medeiros. Adam joins the podcast to talk about the unlikely call that got him back into coaching elite athletes, coaching in the finals bubble, and much, much more. I do want to take a second to say we're incredibly thankful that you listen to this podcast. So if you haven't already, be sure to leave a rating and review of the Bar Bend Podcast in your app of choice. Now let's get to it. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for joining us. The first question I wanted to dive into, just because I haven't really heard much perspective on this, you were in the CrossFit Games bubble this year, basically the bubble they set up to protect the athletes and the event at the finals in Aromas. You've been to a lot of CrossFit Games in the past. What was it like operating in this kind of quarantine bubble?
Oh, man, you know what? It was actually a really, really cool experience. What I loved about it is... we got to spend a lot of time with the other coaches and, you know, athletes with the other athletes as well. And it was just a really small, intimate group. It was my first time ever, you know, coaching at the CrossFit Games other than, you know, being on a team as a player and a coach at the same time. So it was all new to me, but man, it was awesome. I mean, CrossFit, hats off to them for just putting together, you know, on short notice and amazingly well choreographed event that really took into account the safety of the athletes and everybody involved there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I know you've competed at the CrossFit Games. You've been as a spectator, and there's that kind of fitness festival feel in normal years. This year, there wasn't. I mean, it was just a skeleton crew. They weren't even really allowing media there. Did you have to remind yourself it was the CrossFit Games?
Honestly, no, not at all. Not at all. I think that, yeah, it was, I mean, I always feel like anytime that you get to go to the CrossFit Games, it doesn't matter if it's a, you know, athlete, team, coach, spectator, whatever. It's a once in a lifetime experience. Everyone is unique. And, yeah, this year had, its own set of circumstances that just made it so, I think everyone was so appreciative to be there, and to have the opportunity to make it happen that, you know, when you look over and see Matt Frazier in the warm-up area, it feels like the CrossFit Games. you know what I mean?
You said it was a very intimate environment. Did you get to like spend time with people that maybe you hadn't had a chance to really meet or spend a lot of time with or talk to in previous years?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And mostly it was some of the other coaches, especially like Justin Kotler, who coaches Kerry Pierce. Man, I got to know him. I had actually not really met him before other than just maybe in passing. And it was really cool. I've been a fan of Carrie for years and got to know her on the 2017 CrossFit Invitational team. And so to get to know him and just kind of see the behind the scenes with how some of the other coaches at the top of our sport, you know, do things, interact with athletes, all those types of things. It was really, yeah, an experience that I couldn't have expected, but I'm just so grateful for having.
So I'm a little biased because Justin Kotler, he's a friend and he's a Bar Bend contributor. So we like
nice.
Him. But he also might be like the most interesting person in the CrossFit space. He's an accomplished singer. He's released some albums. Like, this is a guy who, it goes deep when you learn more about him. And I've noticed that around a lot of people in the space. There are a lot of hidden talents. It's not just fitness all the time. A lot of people with interesting backgrounds. So I got to ask, what's your hidden passion or your passion outside of the fitness community that people might not be aware of?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't really have a lot of hidden talents.
Me neither. It's okay.
I wish I had more talents, but honestly, shoot, man, I'm kind of what you see is what you get. I like the things that are important to me, my faith, man, that's a big deal to be able to, hopefully bless others and glorify God in everything that I do. And, my family is a big deal. I have two little girls, that are amazing and wonderful wife at home. And then just like, yeah, being involved in CrossFit, you know, I think people see the sport side of things, but like, you know, my passion, what I love about CrossFit is just the positive impact it has in people's everyday lives. You know, most of the people in our affiliate, they show up just to be healthier, just to, you know, get a little bit more fit, spend some time around other like-minded people. And I obviously love the sport, but my day-to-day, it looks a lot like a lot of other CrossFit affiliate owners and a lot of other CrossFitters' days. And I love it.
How long have you been coaching CrossFit?
Oh man, you know, I started doing CrossFit on the main page in 2005.
Wow, that is really OG.
it's been a little while. And then, you know, there wasn't really coaching in, at least in my experience, happening in CrossFit at that time. So really, I would say around 2007, I kind of got my foot in the door and was able to at least just hang around CrossFit Portland and learn from Scott Hagness and some of the crew there. And that's where, you know, I kind of was just had my eyes open to what's possible through CrossFit. At the time, I was working for the U.S. Forest Service on a hotshot crew doing wildland fire. And we started implementing CrossFit on our crew. And I wasn't officially coaching anything, but we were doing CrossFit together on our team. And it was just something that changed the dynamic of our crew, not just in terms of fitness, but our camaraderie and our ability to do work. And so that's where I really kind of got, where I fell in love with the benefit of what CrossFit does for people.
Why do you think, so I talked to Bill Grundler the other day on the podcast, and he's someone who also has a background in fire and rescue. And my question is, you know, what do you think about CrossFit caught on in firefighting communities so early?
Oh man. You know, for us, you know, I'm coming from a wildland fire experience. I haven't done, you know, like structural or city department fire, but for us, like fitness is our job, and to be able to go out and do work and work long hours and, you know, go from, doing, you know, hard and fast and heavy type of work to, you know, longer endurance type of stuff. We're already working out anyway. And so then you add CrossFit and kind of the, like, you know, the competitive flavor that, just kind of like rises the tide of everyone within the crew. That's something that, you know, we got behind early on, and it's something that I think just it's just a natural fit, similar with, I would, you know, with the military and police communities as well.
Yeah. I mean, people where your livelihood and your safety are one and the same, it depends on your body. Yeah. You're going to be interested in something that makes you more confident in your abilities, no matter what Mother Nature throws at you, I guess.
Yeah. And I would say that's kind of probably the glorified version. The other part is like, you know, we're a bunch of dudes that like to work out, or gals, you know, as well. And, you know, when you get humbled thinking you're in shape and then you do CrossFit and you're like, whoa, I thought I was a little fitter than I might be. You know, you either, you know, turn around and run the other direction, or you're like, I wonder what this is all about. I want a little bit more of that.
Everyone has that moment where, like, you think if you have athletic background outside of CrossFit, you think you're kind of hot stuff. And then you meet someone who's been, and you know, it could be you think you're strong and you meet a weightlifter or a power lifter. In the CrossFit community, there's always that story of someone who thought they were pretty fit. They're like, I can run, I can lift. And then they meet someone who is just clearly head and shoulders above them, and they just didn't imagine that person existed. Was there like a person who was that for you?
Oh yeah. There was a couple brothers early on. I don't even remember their names, but they owned CrossFit Rockford. And we were following the main page, my brother and I actually, and we were following the main page, CrossFit.com. And you know, it was in some ways an affiliate community, like what an affiliate community is now. And we would post our, you know, our times and stuff like that in the comments. It was the Coulson brothers, Brent Coulson, those dudes. They would like post their time. Like me and my brother, we'd be like, oh yeah, we did pretty good on this workout. And then these dudes would post their times and we'd be like, okay, I guess we didn't do so good. And then they'd post wore a weighted vest. And I'm like, what? How is that possible? Who are these freaks? You know? And I remember that just being like an eye-opening experience for me.
Well, let's fast forward, a decade or more later in the CrossFit world. And you are someone who, you know, competed in CrossFit at a high level, competed on a team. You've also done a lot of coaching. That's actually how I first met you years and years ago at this point, we'll both feel a little bit old after this recording, right? we were saying before the recording, we both have the same hair. I've got the big afro and Adam's got this great kind of the flowing locks, right? So, we're nothing if not consistent, but let's talk a little bit about coaching, because one thing I found really interesting this year, you were Justin Medeiros' coach. He was rookie of the year, really just fantastic, amazing performance at the games. But in a video package that I believe aired on his YouTube channel before the games, you were a big focus of that. And it was really a story of how you were kind of out of the elite coaching game. You were not necessarily training CrossFit Games athletes. You weren't training athletes at that level. You were more focusing on, your own affiliate. And you kind of got roped back into that. And it just so happened to be via someone who, burst onto the scene and finished top five this year. Tell us a little bit about that process. I'm kind of curious your side of the story there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, in 2018, that was the last year I competed on a team. And over the course of the previous 10 years on CrossFit Fort Vancouver teams, my wife, Lauren, and our family just honestly made a lot of sacrifice so that I could do, what I love to do, which was compete in CrossFit. And before that season started, we had decided, hey, this is going to be my last year of competing, 2018. And that was pretty awesome. And then I decided, I'm going to step away and focus more on family and being a better husband and dad and doing my job at the affiliate, which I had been neglecting for many years and that type of thing. And so I stepped away from, the competitive aspect of things until Justin and I have a mutual friend named Sun Chang. And Sun was like, Adam, you gotta meet this kid. You gotta work with this kid, Justin. He's a good kid and he's looking for a coach. He's wanting to compete in the sport. And I was like, Sun, man, that's awesome. I appreciate it, but I'm just not interested right now. And Sun, he must have known a lot more than he let on, because he kind of kept at it. He was persistent. He asked me a couple more times until finally I was like, okay, I'm going to humor him and I'll have a conversation with Justin and probably leave it at that. And so Justin and I talked a little bit and I told him, just write me a letter of who you are, what your values are, what you're about, and why you compete in CrossFit, what you want to accomplish.
Is he applying to college? Like, this is like a cover letter.
Honestly, pretty much. And I was trying to make it really difficult because I'm like, okay, this college kid, no way he's going to do it. I'm never going to hear from him again. And, we'll go on our merry way. But, literally like 2 days later, he sends me this like really well thought out, well written letter. And even when I read that letter, I was like, wow, this is not your normal college kid. This is not your normal, 19, 20 year old college kid. And I showed it to my wife, Lauren, and, I expected she'd read it and be like, oh, that's cool. Seems like a nice kid. We'll see what happens, whatever. And, basically she read it and she was like, Adam, you should do it. And I was like, what? What did you say?
Like the whole, like, I got away from this for you, for the family.
100%, and not that she always has supported me 110%, every step of the way, but she was like, I think you should give it a shot. I think it would make you happy. And so at that time, I was like, let's see what happens. I like this kid. I like what he's about. I think he has a lot of potential and I think that I have, maybe some experience that can help him. Let's see what happened. And I told Justin that, if we're going to do this, I'm not a very good online coach. So we'd have to figure out a way to get together in person. And
where was he at this point? And for context, so the readers know, where are you based out of, or the listeners?
Yeah.
Where are you based out
yeah,
of?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. So at the time I'm in Vancouver, Washington, and our affiliate is CrossFit Fort Vancouver. So we've been here for like 11 years now, something like that. Justin is from Lodi, California, but is a student at Boise State in Idaho. And so at the time, when we first met, he was like, I have, a couple years left of college. I want to my goal is to qualify for the CrossFit Games. And he's like, I'm giving myself until I graduate from college, because at that point, What he said at the time was, if I don't, you know, if I don't achieve that goal, that dream of making the CrossFit Games, I'm going to kind of move on with my life, get a real job, and, you know, do whatever's next, that makes sense in his life at the time. So I thought, you know what, that's pretty cool. Let's give it a go. Let's see what happens. And here we are.
There's a level, and I actually haven't talked to Justin, and we should get him on the podcast too.
Oh, for sure.
There's a level of maturity there, because when I was a college student, you know, my thought, first off, I wasn't thinking beyond college at all. I didn't have enough brain cells. You know, I was killing too many brain cells. Let's put it that way. But there's this level of like self-awareness to give yourself a timeline and a goal-based timeline. And obviously Justin accomplished that with time to spare. Where was he athletically when he started working with you, and what kind of progression happened between that and his qualification for the games? Because he qualified for the 2020 games back in November 2019 at the Filthy 150. So he qualified months and months and months before the games. People had actually almost forgotten this guy had even qualified before the games started.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when I first met Justin, he was already a really good CrossFitter. Like I give credit where credit is due. Like he put in a lot of time and a lot of work into this goal. He started doing CrossFit when he was like I want to say 11 or 12. You know, he was like legit, he was wrestling in middle school, and you know, his mom was like, "Hey, you should come to my gym with me."
it makes sense, but I just feel a little dated now because the fact that it existed back when that person was 11 and 12, you know, anyway.
Yeah, mind blown in my perspective as well. But that's when he started, and then, you know, he spent like the next 7 years you know, initially dabbling in CrossFit to, you know, kind of train to improve at wrestling. And then eventually, and I think it happened when he was going to go wrestle at Boise State. And between the time that he got accepted and enrolled, and then when he actually got there, they actually cut the wrestling program. So he was like, well, I guess I'm going to put more and more time and effort into pursuing CrossFit while I'm there. And so that was kind of the domino that fell toward him really giving everything he had to CrossFit. He'd competed as a teenager, and, you know, interestingly enough, he had done pretty well on like some of the skill-based workouts, and even some of the strength-based stuff to a certain degree as a teenager, and had just missed making the CrossFit games as a teen, like a couple times, like super close, just like right on the outside looking in. And yeah, so that happened. And then he made, even as a senior in high school, he made it to regionals. We were actually at the same regional in 2018. Didn't know each other.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Because we, you know, they combined the West region with California and Canada West and all that. And then, you know, in getting to know him early on, like what was interesting is the stuff that he struggled with the most as a competitive CrossFitter is some of the simplest CrossFit couplets. When you think about the open, things like, you know, thrusters and pull-ups, or wall balls and rowing, or just some of the stuff that, like, you know, the only thing kind of between him and doing better on those events was putting in, you know, time and effort on those things. And he didn't necessarily, it's not that he hadn't been working on them in the past. It's just that maybe he didn't know exactly how to approach them to get himself to a more competitive level. And so having, you know, worked with like, on our teams, we had 25 team members that went to the CrossFit Games in 10 years. And so I got to work with a variety of different athletes in that setting. And it just helped give me some perspective on like, hey, where do we start with Justin? And let's see what happens. And we, you know, we set the goal that he would qualify for the 2020 games through the open, you know, getting that top 20 spot in the open. Prior to that, he actually got super close in 2019. I think he finished fourth at the Granite Games.
Just one spot off, basically, right?
Yeah, which was basically the same thing that happened when he was a teenage athlete and that type of thing. So, you know, he's knocking on the door, and then 2020, we're like, okay, the primary goal is let's see if we can qualify through the open. If that doesn't happen, we will sign up for and travel to as many sectionals as it takes to punch that ticket. And so I think he finished like in the 60s in the open or something like that. And the very first sanctional was Ireland. And, you know, we were like, let's do it. Like, this is cool. Like, when else would we ever travel to Ireland? And it's the first one of the year. And thinking like, okay, this is going to be a competitive event. We weren't like, hey, you know, this is a make or break. It was like, hey, this is the first event of the season. Let's go. Let's learn. Let's get better. And you know, he ends up punching his ticket right there on the very first one. And thank goodness he did, because we know what happened with the rest of the season. There just weren't that many more opportunities to get there.
Now, he's a young athlete, and young athletes improve at a quicker rate than older athletes. You know, you don't have the city miles or the training age under you. So between November, when he qualified, and when was it? September, when the first component of this year's CrossFit Games occurred. You know, that's a really big stretch of training where I'm sure you all are putting in a lot of work. I mean, I'm assuming he was probably a pretty different athlete, even more advanced than, you know, than he was back when he initially qualified.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he definitely made a lot of progress. But, you know, interestingly enough, it wasn't like a super clean, you know, easy path. He qualified to the Philly 150 in November. And then we host a little local competition out here called the CrossFit Fort Vancouver Championship in January every year.
Oh, they call that one the real CrossFit Games, by the way. That's what I've heard.
Anyway, we have a good time with it. And you know, Justin is here in town, and he was gonna compete in that. And literally, I mean, this is the type of guy Justin is. He was at the event center at the Clark County Fairgrounds here, just outside of Vancouver, and he was actually assembling ski ergs on like Wednesday or Thursday for the weekend competition. Like legit turning bolts, you know, turning a screwdriver, putting in nuts and bolts to get ready, help us get ready for the competition that he was competing in. And then we got a call that evening, and his dad had an accident where he fell off a ladder and had gotten hurt. Didn't know how bad, but knew that it was a brain injury and that he was, you know, unknown as far as what was going to happen there. And so Justin immediately flew home. That's the, you know, type of dude he is. His family is super important to him. Flew home to be with his dad, and his dad was in the hospital for like the next month. And Justin basically didn't leave his side. He was there, you know, sleeping in the lobby, you know, doing whatever he could to be there for his family. And so obviously training took a huge backseat to more important things in life. He also, you know, didn't re-enroll he put his studies at Boise State on hold, didn't go back to school that semester, and stayed home. And, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with his dad. And so for a long time there, it was kind of like, hey, you know, training is very secondary. And within about a month, his dad started turning the corner and making some progress. And, you know, Justin was able to, you know, start to focus on training and competing again, to the point where then he was about to do the West Coast Classic, and he was starting to feel pretty good at that point. And then, a week or two before that one was scheduled, boom, that one gets canceled. And here he is again, just kind of like, you know, stuck in this, this in between of like, what am I really training for? When is this happening? And you know, I don't think that was necessarily unique to him, but you know, all athletes kind of handle that differently. And Justin, he honestly, man, just took it in stride and, you know, kept training. He had a really good summer, trained hard, was making a lot of progress. And then, you know, going into the first stage of competition, his grandfather, who he's like super, super close with, like he grew up at his grandpa's house all the time too. His grandpa like passed away, you know, right before stage one. And, you know, that was really tough too. It was like, you know, does he go home? Does he compete? What happens next? You know? And again, like he felt like, you know, one of the ways that he could honor his grandpa was to, you know, to make him proud and give everything he had to what he'd been training so hard for. And, you know, that was kind of the process between when he qualified way back in November of the previous year up to September when the game started.
Well, it was an eventful year, and things like that are it challenges not only the athlete, but it challenges the coach and it challenges your relationship, right? Because knowing how to work with someone who's going through things that are not necessarily on the field of play, you know, we all have lives outside the gym and they impact what we bring into the gym every single day. I'm curious how you would describe kind of your coaching style. You're probably the most biased person to describe your own coaching style, but I'm still curious as to kind of what your approach is and maybe how it's evolved over the years.
You know, I think, yeah, I can only come from my perspective on that. So I don't know how kind of other coaches approach that, but you know, I would say that for me, like putting myself in the athlete's shoes comes very naturally for me because that's the world that I came from, right? So I feel like I'm actually really new to just like the coaching side of things. Although I was coaching our teams, I was also competing at the same time, and so you know, I guess my perspective comes from, hey, I know what it feels like to be where you're at right now. And my job is to help you, you know, in this case, Justin, it's to help Justin to, you know, realize his greatest potential. And, you know, part of that is, you know, what's his day-to-day programming look like? What is his, you know, what does his training look like this month and this kind of quarter leading up for, you know, bigger, longer term goals. Like you said, another big part of that is just like, yeah, life outside of training and kind of how do you approach that? There's a lot of conversations that we have about, just your approach, your mindset to training, your perspective on, you know, what CrossFit and what competing in the sport means. And I would definitely say that's evolved a lot over the course of the time that Justin and I have been working together. For me personally, I feel super fortunate because, you know, when Justin is here, we spend a ton of time together. Like we live together and we play a lot of pig out on the basketball court. And so, you know, we get to spend a lot of time together outside of training. In fact, a lot more time together, you know, around the dinner table just hanging out than necessarily in the gym. And so that allows us to have a relationship that is, it goes a lot deeper than just athlete coach. And, you know, for part of us, like we're friends, we're buddies. You know, you might say that like in some ways it's more of like a mentor or mentee relationship, just because there is that age difference and you know, he's a younger up and comer and that type of thing. But, yeah, man, it's just a lot of fun. It's a privilege for me to be able to do it and to be able to share some of my experience with him. And if I think I can help him in any way, that's what my job is. And honestly, like perspective on coaching is, it's really simple for me. And that's just controlling what we can control and, not worrying about the other stuff. So his attitude and his effort are his, you know, his focus. And he does that probably better than anybody I've ever worked with, and myself included. And he's just, like I said, he's wise beyond his years and just a lot of fun to be around.
Now, here's the most important question. And I know someone's hoping I ask this on this interview. Did the mullet exist before you were his coach, or did he take some style points from you on the long hair?
Man, that, you know what? Yes. Both. Yes. Yeah. Man, you're going to have to ask him. I don't remember the initial, like how he got a mullet. He lost a bet or something. Something happened. But when I first met him and he showed up, you know, here in Vancouver, he was like, he told me this later, like, you know, he came, he meets my wife and my family. And, you know, when he was driving here, when we were driving here from the airport, he said, what was going through his mind is, oh shoot, I forgot to cut my mullet. I really blew it. Like, and of course I didn't have a mullet at the time, but I had like, I have had one many times in the past. And, you know, my wife is actually a pretty big fan. And so when he met Lauren, she was like, oh my goodness, do you have a mullet? And he was like, kind of like shy about it. And he was like, yeah, you know, I lost a bet or whatever, you know, my friends made me do it, something like that. Yeah. And she was like, I love it. He can stay. He's one of us. He's part of the family. Like,
welcome
right
home.
Away.
Welcome home. Welcome
yeah.
home.
Yeah. Exactly. So then I'm like, all right, man, you know, once you qualify for the games, I'll bring it back. So, you know, that's what happened.
Well, you know, listeners aren't able to see it, but if they follow you on social, they'll be able to see it in all its glory. Speaking of which, Adam, where is the best place for people to keep up to date with you and to follow you?
Oh man, following my social media is like watching paint dry. There's not much.
Oh, you got to sell it more than that, man. You got to sell it to the listeners.
Yeah. Oh man. So, you know, honestly, our gym, CrossFit Fort Vancouver, is probably the best place. I think it's CF Fort Vancouver. I'm just on there as Adam Knifer, but yeah, man, following Justin and his story is definitely, you know, where people should focus their attention, because, you know, as you guys all know, and any fan of the sport knows, like this was a banner year for him and a breakout year. And, you know, not to put pressure on what he can do in the future, but we know that the 2021 Justin Medeiros can be better than the current version of himself. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee anything, but he obviously has potential, and we're pretty fired up about it.
As you should be. Adam, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's awesome to catch up, and your energy for what you do is infectious. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us today.
David, that's awesome, man. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.